This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to all of our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, along with our Uber, our Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, and take advantage of all the different things we have over there. All right, joining us right now, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God. This great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, the Democrats could use a little religion because they're coming apart literally at the seams. And, you know, Kyle, I do a little sea scouting out there on the email list because I get just about everything the Democrats send out to their operatives under not an assumed name, but it's under a name. It's an email account where I have it specifically just for the Democratic Party, so they dump their information there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And we've been watching these polls. In particular, there's been a couple of Fox polls that have been kind of strange because of the fact you got Joe Biden leading Donald Trump by 12 points. And then you've got the other thing that came out this in the last few days about how they favor impeachment by 50-some-odd percent versus not favoring it. It's about a 3 or 4% advantage. And one of the emails I got, Kyle, was from the Democratic Party, was to their members asking them and reminding them to go vote in the Fox News poll. How about that?
Yeah, I totally believe it. Well, we know a lot of these polls, especially the one particular one, the latest NBC poll, showing that 49% want Trump removed, quote-unquote. We know that that poll was about a plus 8 to the Democrat rating. You know, so, you know, the polls are juiced in that sense, and the public doesn't hear that. What they hear is 52%, 49%. They all want him removed, and it goes on to create this false narrative. And it's a propaganda war. It's just pure and simple.
Well, I can't be the only person that does this, that gets information from the enemy, because the more you know, and they don't know who they're sending this to, the more you know, it gives you a better way to operate and you know what's going on. But I can't be the only person that knows this. But I want you to listen to Congressman Lee Zeldin from New York and how he ripped the media over the impeachment coverage. This is really something.
Now, you all are being used Some of you are happy about it. Some of you are not. But many of you are reporting 0% of the story. There was one story that came out yesterday in Politico that was filled with falsehoods. Just somebody lied to you. I watched CNN last night and I saw a host, one allegation after another, say stuff that just was not true. Your sources, those Dems in that bunker, are trying to create a narrative because Adam Schiff aspires to write the world's greatest parody.
Now, they've done that recently with several of the witnesses that they've had in there. They've cherry-picked things. They've taken a word here and added a word there to their, quote, secret briefings, which, by the way, we now hear from a Democratic source that they're going to be releasing the secret meeting transcripts soon.
Exactly right. And so now it begs the question, Captain, what's, you know, are those transcripts accurate of a secret meeting in a secret room?
I highly doubt it.
People, I mean,
they're doctored.
Yeah, exactly. Now here's, and here's the difference, by the way. The transcript that was released by the White House regarding the Zelensky phone call, the President of Ukraine phone call, they have career, employees, career, not diplomats, but they have career people that are there to do nothing but serve their country. They're not political in that sense, and they do this all the live long day. And so we have high confidence that the transcript of the telephone call of doing routine business of conducting foreign policy is a true and accurate transcript rather than what, you know, Adam Schiff might try to tell you about what happened behind closed doors.
Now, we don't have enough time to do this, so I'm just going to throw this out there. But in the next segment, when we come back after this break, folks, Bernie Sanders and Ilhan Omar had a rally in Minnesota yesterday. You heard about it, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And Ilhan Omar came out and just about tried to start a revolution in this country with what she said at the podium. And we're going to tell you what she said on the podium, and you are not going to believe what she said. This Somalian immigrant to this country that should be on her hands and knees thanking God that she's here instead of the way she acted at a rally in Minnesota. You people in Minnesota, you pay close attention. If you don't know, you're about to find out. Okay, Kathy, take us to break. We'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$100,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, how about that? The guy on the telephone just did a liner for me. I'll tell you, that's service, isn't it? All right, folks, this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. And you all know the story. If you're struggling with severe nagging pain, Relief Factor can be your savior. It's an all-natural product, and it works for me. I've been taking it now for 3 years and 8 months, and believe me, I've got arthritis, and there's nothing more painful than arthritis because no matter what you do, it's going to hurt. It's just a question about how much and what level of pain you're in. Well, I didn't exactly get it down to zero, but I got it down to one or two. And sometimes I can get it down to zero when the weather's just right. But when it turns cold or you get damp or something like that, it's like, I can tell you the weather. So if you're suffering from arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, ankle pain, foot pain, muscle aches of any type, then let me suggest you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away. Many people, including myself, have found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. And you'll know after 3 weeks whether or not it's going to work or not. All you got to do is go over to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And you'll see the little video there explaining to you about the product and what's in it and how to use it. It's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start plus shipping and handling. It's about $5 or $6. You'll have it in less than 3 days and you'll be on your way to a pain-free life. Now, I've known people that have been taking some pretty heavy-duty narcotics. Mine wasn't that bad. I was taking Mobic and Plexro, and that's what I took for the arthritis I had. But I've known people that have taken stuff a lot more powerful than that, and they've kicked the habit. They've gotten off those horrible prescription drugs and taken this all-natural product, Relief Factor. Now, the good thing about it is I can tell you that I'm being told by the Relief Factor people that 80% of the people that order it from this program stay on it. Okay? So that's what we can tell you right now. And Alep in Nebraska can tell you that he's taking it and it's working for him. I've got other people, too. Jeff down in Sarasota has got it and has been taking it. And Kirsten over in Largo has been taking it, and it's been working for her, too. So there you go. Those are just three examples, and we thank you guys for chiming in. All right, and one last little thing before I go to Kyle Warren. This is going to be a busy week for me. On Thursday the 7th, I'll be at the Palladium with Dennis Prager, with Hugh Hewitt, with Mike Gallagher for the War for America's Soul Tour. Now, this is going to be a VIP reception from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m., the main event from 7 to 9 p.m. It's going to be really something special to watch and see some of America's premier conservative hosts on the radio up on the stage talking about this, and I'm pleased and proud just to have a small part in this, but it's going to be really neat. And if you order VIP tickets, you can sit with me in my VIP section. It's open to as many people as we can put in there, and I'd like to have my own little cheering section there if I could. So there you go. So go to the website, go to the website, theanswertampa.com, theanswertampa.com, and sign up for your VIP tickets today, or general admission if that's what you want to do. You can sit a little bit back, but you'll still get a chance to shake my hand, and I'll get a chance to shake yours too. So there you go. All righty. Well, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, not to be outdone, the dynamic duel of Bernie Sanders and Ilhan Omar held a rally in Minnesota where Omar went way, way, way over the top. She called the crowd. And by the way, they said, well, we got 10,000 people here today. Well, the people I've talked to in Minnesota said not so fast. It was about 2,000 to 3,000 because they made the crowd look bigger than it was, which they have a way of doing that, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was 2,000 to 3,000 people at a rally. But Omar stood up there and called for not exactly the overthrow of the government, but the way she put it is, I want to see a mass movement of the working class to end Western imperialism. We need to have the working class rise up in America. What's that sound like to you?
Well, on its face, it sounds kind of like sedition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the overthrow of the government.
Well, especially when you say the verbiage. I mean, you know, if somebody on the Republican side or conservative, used similar verbiage, they would immediately be denounced by everybody in the media and their brother that they had gone way, way, way too far. And I think that it's the tone, obviously, that Omar is setting here. Because, you know, by the way, Western imperialism, I'm not exactly sure what she's talking about.
Well, that's communist verbiage for, the United States of America and whatever it is we do wherever we do it.
Well, exactly. And to a great degree, that means why the global economy works the way that it does. And it's not just the United States. This is a complex system. And maybe she doesn't realize that. And so
she realizes.
Well, hopefully, yeah, but whenever you hear people calling for this kind of massive upheaval, again, they're trying to get power and they're trying to create chaos.
Mm-hmm.
By because they believe that they're going to benefit from that chaos.
Yeah.
They don't care about you.
Yeah. So you folks up in Minnesota, my pals up there, George, Lee, Adam, that are listening right now, you folks up there, you better light a fire under the people's butts up there. I know they're excited already up there, and I think Minnesota could turn red this time simply because of Ilhan Omar. The comments like that, there's no reason for her to be a member of the United States Congress when she makes comments like that. It's time to vote her the hell out of office.
Well, sure. And also, I would ask this, too. Well, what is her record? What has she done? Has she done anything?
Nothing.
Like a congressional representative?
Nothing.
I have no idea. Yeah, and she just, you know, all she's done is she's used this, just like AOC, as a platform. Oh, and by the way, Captain, I understand that at this rally, they were chanting, lock him up.
Yeah.
And they never said anything like, okay, tamp that down, people. We're not doing that here. And they're also chanting, Green New Deal.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Can you imagine? the misinformation about this whole thing.
Well, I got a little information for you about Bernie. Now, he was taking some questions amongst the crowd, but listen to this nonsense about the health plan that Bernie is putting together out there. Here we go.
Public option could help lower drug prices, ensure against dangerous drug shortages, and reignite a declining pharma innovation in this country. Polling shows bipartisan support for public production of essential medication. Would you support a public option on pharmaceuticals?
Absolutely. It's like, look, we're not going to be, I don't have to explain to people how important prescription drugs are. They're life and death. Okay? So do you think we're going to sit back and allow the pharmaceutical industry to engage in price fixing, holding the American people hostage? Of course we're not going to do that. We're going to make sure that we produce the best quality medicine in the world at the lowest possible price.
Your thought?
Well, you know, when you hear people like Bernie Sanders, who was an aficionado of the Soviet Union, as we recall,
taking over the drug industry.
Taking over the drug industry. In other words, this goes all the way back to, you know, Marx and Lenin. We're going to seize the means of production, and we're going to distribute it the right way, and we're only the government. But, you know, and so now he's talking about prescription drugs, and that sounds like it is obviously a big important thing.
Yeah.
But here's the – oh, go ahead.
Oh, there's a friend of yours that wants to say something. You ready?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, hello there, Kyle. How you doing? I just want you to know something. Here's what I said the other day.
I'm the only one that's not running for anything, and ever, or at least she may or may not ever run for anything, but I can't legally run for president again.
You think that would stop him if he could run? And how about Obama? Michelle Obama said, you know, most of the world still believes Barack Obama is the president.
Really?
What? Yeah, that's what she said. She said it yesterday.
Wow.
Are these people nuts?
Yeah, well, that's like an insult to the rest of the world if people don't.
Well, it was an insult to Donald Trump because you know they're telling people don't take him because they're all saying, well, he's not going to be there much longer, this, that, and the other, and all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, but you know the thing with Sanders though, you know he's talking about prescription drugs, but you could interchange it with anything else. He could say tree trimming companies. You know, that's just too important to leave up to private industry. The government's going to have to take over all tree trimming, you know, or pool cleaning or whatever. And see, they want to take over all the industries, tell everybody where to go work, just like Elizabeth Warren did.
Well, we're going to break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about this whistleblower, because this whistleblower, who we think has been identified, has said that he would like to come out and tell his story in public. And Republicans are saying, oh, really? We'd love to have that happen. And the Democrats are going, whoa, 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 wait a minute, not so fast. We'll get to all that in a minute. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A lawyer for the whistleblower who raised alarms about President Trump's dealings with Ukraine says his client is now willing to answer written questions submitted by House Republicans. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy.
What I'm open to, when you're talking about the removal of the President of the United States, undoing democracy, undoing what the American public had voted for, I think that individual should come before the committee. He could come down to the basement, but he needs to answer the questions. We need an openness that people understand this.
Democratic Congressman Steny Hoyer says lots of information will be made public.
When you have the facts, you pound on the facts. When you have the law, you pound on the law. When you neither have the facts nor the law, you pound on the table. What you just heard from my friend, the minority leader, was pounding on the table.
Both men spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico, geico.com. That's G-E-I-C-O.com. Geico has been saving people money on their insurance for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. And your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about anything that you own, starting with your car or your truck. They also offer coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV, Sea-Doo, Ski-Doo, and what you want to do. And they'll also help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local Geico insurance agent. All you have to do is go to the website Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and put in your zip code, and they'll tell you where your local agency is, or and how to get a hold of them, or you can do everything you need to do online and not even have to sit around and talk to a insurance agent. Whatever it is that you want to do, you can do, but it all starts by going to Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. And Kyle, Allen, Nebraska, is saying that the relief factor is doing wonders for him with his back. We appreciate that. And he's asking some, he's got some concern about you out there in California and the fires. Tell us about that.
Oh, well, first of all, I'm so glad the relief factor is doing a good job. That's great to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And also, well, here in California, the winds have died down, so that's a good thing. There's a fire burning in the Southern California area called the Maria Fire. I understand that they're getting that.
Wait a minute, Maria Fire?
I believe that's what it's called.
You mean like Maria in Germany?
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And but that's getting under containment because now they have a chance to really, you know, set up the different lines and these kinds of things. And then there was a resurgence of one of the fires, I think called the Saddle Ridge Fire. But they were able to fight that with aerial vehicles dropping the water and stuff because it was on a really, really steep hill. And then out in Santiago Canyon here in Orange County, there was a small fire, but it only burned about 3 acres, and they got it under control real fast.
Well, I hear that they're talking about blaming all this on climate change. Is that true?
Well, if you've seen on Twitter, Governor Newsom has been sparring with President Trump, who really took Governor Newsom to task about mismanagement and saying that when he met with Newsom before on a different matter, he told him, he said, look, you got to clean out these forests. You got to clean the forest floors and these kinds of things. You have to use, you know, good practices on this. And Newsom shot back and said, well, you don't believe in climate change, so you're excused from this conversation, quote unquote. And so that's the start of this thing. But I saw a report earlier, Captain, of a so-called expert saying, well, this isn't about mismanagement. It's all about climate change.
Wait a minute. Wait, hold. There was a ship rope that was used to tie up a high voltage line, you know, these big high transmission lines.
Yeah.
That had been up there for about 10 or 12 years. And this was a live wire that was tied up there. Supposedly was going to stay there forever with this big ship rope. Well, guess what? The ship rope all of a sudden broke, down went the live wire, arced all over the ground, started a major fire, and that's climate change?
Well, I mean, will there be a public service announcement where somebody says, sorry, climate change made me do it, you know, or something like that? I mean,
well, I'm just telling you, that's a fact of the matter, and I found that out from the fire department. You're not finding it out from the public officials because they don't want you to know that they screwed up.
No, because that's liability. That's dereliction of duty, and that's all kinds of problems.
Yeah, but that's PG&E.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, by the way, the governor says he's going to take control of if they don't come up with a plan by what, today?
Well, I think by the next fire season.
Oh, and here's from bankruptcy. Yeah, but here's the other thing. As long as they're in bankruptcy, the government or nobody else can do nothing. The only government that can do anything is the federal government because they're running the show. And everything stops against the company or corporation when you file bankruptcy until they put a plan together that either A, everybody agrees upon, or B, the company goes out of business and they get paid so many cents on the dollar to the creditors that they owe money to.
Right, absolutely. But this is a real opportunity, I mean, hopefully for California to try to get something done right about the fire management and about the problems of PG&E. And Newsom is right there in the middle, and he could really do some good here. But if we're going to sit around blaming everything on climate change because you hate Trump or because it's better politically, then, you know, we're going to go nowhere, and we're going to have more and more problems. Mm-hmm. And I predict, too, about property value. I think they could have a real problem in California because of this.
Okay, well, we know now that there are four candidates who qualify for December 6th Democratic presidential debate. We know that the candidates are Pete Buttigieg. We know that he joins former Vice President Joe Biden, Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. We also know that three candidates have reached the fundraising threshold of 200,000 donors or more: Kamala Harris, Amy Klobuchar, entrepreneur Andrew Yang. Harris, however, needs one more qualifying poll to make the debate stage, and Klobuchar and Yang need three each, which means, guess what? There might only be four candidates up there on the stage this time, and they have until December the 12th. And what did I say? December 6th. That's December, which is the 6th Democratic presidential debate. I said that wrong. But candidates have until December the 12th to reach the polling and fundraising thresholds, and there's going to be some people that aren't going to make the cut here.
No, you're right about that, and Kamala Harris in particular may have a real rough time doing that, and if the indications are correct, I think the struggling Harris campaign might fold up anyway before that debate even occurs.
Now, we also know there are now 52 members of the U.S. House, that are not going to seek re-election. 18 Democrats and 34 Republicans, I believe is what we're up to right now. But this could change. I mean, the numbers could get a lot higher as we're starting to see some people that are going, well, wait a minute, maybe I don't want to do this anymore because there's an onslaught coming or whatnot. But, you know, the one thing about this, and this is another thing that's got the Democrats in a tizzy, there are 103 federal judicial vacancies yet so far. There are 48 pending nominations where there are actually nominations in the spindle. And 18 future federal justice vacancies will be coming up. And they're all, and then again, you got the Supreme Court where they're concerned about Ruth Bader Ginsburg and all that. The Democrats realize that all of a sudden, and this is one reason why they're trying to expedite their impeachment thing, which again is not going to go anywhere. It's got to go through the Senate with 67 votes, and it isn't going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen, and they've got to be putting that into their calculus, and one wonders, Captain, if they just, maybe they're going to settle for trying to tarnish Trump. I've heard, you know, the word censure be thrown around, that, you know, Nancy Pelosi could backtrack to just censor, you know, censoring the president. And that also, though, would play right into the president's narrative that the Democrats are just using a political bludgeon against him. Yeah. And I think the voters are watching this. And also, Captain, when the quote unquote other side of the story comes out, because all we're hearing now are these snippets from Adam Schiff and so forth. But when the president really gets his story and it really starts moving, I think you're going to see some of these, even these juiced polls change a lot. And I think you're going to see voters say to themselves, we've had it. We're done with the Democrats and the ridiculous nonsense. And I think they may turn the House over to the Republicans.
Well, I believe so, and I'll tell you why, because I've been getting all kinds of emails from people of whatever party affiliation and a bunch of independents and a bunch of new independents who have left the Democratic Party because they've just had it with everybody. They're going to go at independent, and they realize in some cases they're not going to be able to vote in primaries and all that, but it doesn't matter. They'll still be able to vote. And they're telling me that they've left the Democratic Party. I mean, I get these emails, Kyle, hundreds of them, thousands of them I've gotten, but hundreds of them a day, thousands of them a day sometimes. And I try to look at the ones that I can see, and it doesn't matter what side of the aisle they're from, they're leaving the Democratic Party, and you're not being told that because, well, my God, if you heard about that. But then again, the one thing you will hear is that there's more independents now than there have been at all at any time, and they continue to grow.
That's exactly right. This is a huge, a major issue in the electorate. And I don't mean issue in necessarily a bad way, but it is the changing of the times. And they don't want to necessarily affiliate particularly with one party or the other, because they don't want to be pigeonholed or whatever the case may be. But President Trump is in a much better position to speak to the independents and talk to them about real things, and by doing actual real things as president. Earlier we were talking about Omar, and I said, well, what's her record? Well, what's any of the Democrats' record? President Trump has a record.
Okie dokie. Tell everybody how to hear you.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate having him on, and I'm going to be right back with your Truckers Highway and Byway Report as we take a look at the roads and the weather conditions. And not looking too awfully bad tonight, but I'll get to all that when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com.
That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Okay, drivers, this is a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Raise Radio. A little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a pair right feet, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. see my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hand got in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Oh, yeah, CB fights on the radios. Truckers going up and down the highway. Used to hear them all the time, regardless of what I was driving when I had a CB radio. But now I'm an amateur radio operator, so we kind of grew up in that sense, because we don't have fights. Don't do that, or you wind up getting a big fine with the FCC, because it is a licensed operation. And by the way, to all the amateur radio operators out there tonight, a special shout out to you from Kilo India 4, Victor Oscar Bravo. And oh, by the way, hello to Catwoman and Road Dog, about an hour out of Laredo and cruising on down there towards Laredo. They're listening, and we hope you guys have a great and a safe night. And you don't have any more breakdowns, don't need any more of them. By the way, Trucker Ron and the gang out there hauling air freight coming down from Memphis, Tennessee, FedEx freight going down to West Palm Beach, Florida. I know right where you're going. You're hauling FedEx down there, container freight. And by the way, to all the air freight haulers out there tonight, going around wherever you're going, whoever you're hauling for, and to the FedEx freight guys that are on the freight runs out there, UPS as well, freight, which took the old, let's see, who did they buy? They bought the old... well, anyway, can't think of who they are right now. But anyway, it doesn't matter. But to those guys that are out there, everybody that's out there, the truckers on the highways and byways, we thank you very much. All right, well, it's not too bad looking out there as far as the weather goes, except for a couple of little spots. Let's get into it. Right now, the Canadian cold front is bringing areas of light snow to the northern tier states this week. We're talking about Montana, North Dakota, northern part of Minnesota, northern part of Wisconsin, probably Michigan, maybe even the upper part of New York State. But we do have some snow tonight in Montana, and we do have some snow flurries also, light snow in the northern part of Wyoming right now. And if you're traveling in New York State right now, it looks like as if the rivers between Utica and Schenectady are up because of the rain they had there, along with the snow. They had a snow and then they had a rain event too, over the past several days. And it looks like as if you got a rain event where you're going to have some flooding around the rivers there, including the Barge Canal. So be careful of that. That's the old Erie Canal, known as the New York State Barge Canal, that runs east to west. Now, it's rather, midweek, we'll have another surge of Arctic air, which will produce much below normal temperatures across the central part of the U.S. It'll bring it down further down along, say, I-40 north. And then high pressure and cold temperatures will continue to trap the pollution near the surface and produce widespread areas of air stagnation issues across the interior northwest, because right now in eastern Washington, northeastern Oregon, along the I-5 corridor in Oregon, all the way from the California line, and in the upper part of Idaho, Coeur d'Alene, and the extreme western part of Montana, all that smoke from California, those fires in California, has blown up into that area of the country, and it's kind of settled in the low-lying areas up there. So the air stagnation quality is up, which is not good for the people that are up there. By the way, Boise, Idaho, I-84, looks like as if you got some of that over there your direction as well. Now, there is a little bit of it down in California, but because of the way the winds were blowing, pretty much north of Los Angeles, up over Tehachapi, it looks like as if, and down to Grapevine, it looks like as if the smoke is starting to clear off a little bit. But we've got some more weather coming in southern Oregon, northern California, which could whip the winds back up again and create some problems. Temperature-wise, we've got frost and freeze warnings across the northern part of Alabama, northern part of Georgia, northern and northwest part of South Carolina. North Carolina, believe it or not, through the central part of the state all the way over to the Atlantic seacoast, we've got frost and freeze warnings in North Carolina tonight, as well as in Virginia, frost and freeze warnings over towards pretty much Norfolk and Chesapeake and Virginia Beach over in that area. It's going to be a little bit nippy over that way, more so than back in the mountains, even though it's not really all that warm back in the mountains either. Well, I'll tell you, other than that, the roads are looking good tonight. I don't see anything to really bother you on any of the major interstates, north, south, east, west. That's subject to change, though, this time of the night. All it takes is one incident, and then you got trouble. But keep in mind that the Highway Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our very good friends at your Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Now, the pilots around the country, I've been getting a lot of guys telling me that they've been pulling into the pilots and they didn't realize that they'd modernized them the way they did, and they took out the old self-serve this, that, and the other and put in Arby's and Chester's Chickens and Dairy Queens and McDonald's and Pizza Huts and Subways and Taco Bells and Wendy's as well as Dunkin' Donuts. And by the way, one guy didn't believe me about the full-service Dunkin' Donuts, and he says, what do you mean Dunkin' Donuts has got breakfast, lunch, and supper? How could that be? Well, it could be because of what they've done. They've changed their menu around to where you can actually get more than just donuts in there now, because they realize that in some places they're the only game in town. And you could find, by the way, also, don't forget at the Flying J's, you could find a nice Denny's or a Huddle House or a Moe's Southwest Grill, get yourself a nice sit-down meal. And the bigger ones up around the bigger cities, you're going to find another little place in there. Could be a Subway, a Taco Bell, could be a Pizza Hut, could be a Dairy Queen, whatever, because I've been in several of them up in the Northeast where there's been a Dairy Queen along with a Denny's. Not too bad of an idea. You get done with the good meal that you get at Denny's, and you go over to the Dairy Queen and get yourself an ice cream sundae or something. And a lot of people have done that. I know when my wife was alive, she used to enjoy that, being able to do that. But anyway, there you go. And it is a great deal now. The pilots and the Flying J's, they're out there. They can compete with anybody. And all of the amenities are there. Everything that you get at even some of the other classic truck stops are there at the pilots and Flying J's. So stop by. I know Nelson does. He stops by and tells him the captain sends him and winds up with that nice free hot cup of coffee for that drive home. So Nelson's got it down, Pat. Well, you guys and gals can too by checking out your Pilot and Flying J truck stops. Next time you're out on the highway and you see the sign up there and you haven't stopped by to see what they're all about, pull on in there and check them out. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Ms. Rosemary's on deck coming up after the top of the hour news here on the Captain's America Third Watch. So don't go anywhere. We got a lot more coming your way, and we're watching the breaking news as we speak here. We'll let you know if anything happens of significance, and I will be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind. Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away, so I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.